Hello.
Hello, my name is Gabrielle. I'm calling you from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm giving you a call back to file your unemployment claim.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, sir. That fraud that was on your account has been removed.
Ma'am.
That fraud that was on your unemployment claim has been removed.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to file that claim now, sir, over the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. 369-86-3563.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Nevin, Nevin. My last name, Huey, Huey.
Okay, do you have a middle initial?
Yes, ma'am. M.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
9/21/1979.
Okay. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more
No,
than
ma'am.
180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden name?
Linda Huey.
Okay. A moment. Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am. I gotta go get it from out of my car real quick.
Okay,
Sorry.
yes, sir. It's okay.
Thank you. Out there real Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. You need a driver license number?
Yes, sir.
It's 94-80-87-5.
That's 9480875.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the state?
The date?
The state.
Alabama. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Oh, the card.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color card, that card is still good until the valid date on that card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by CoreAmerica Bank. CoreAmerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee. This a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee. This a $1.30 is out of network. There is no fee for the ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for the live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for the automated customer service calls.
Yes, ma'am.
Now there is a dollar in active fee charged after 12 months with no card activity. CoreAmerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the car replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery
Okay.
and a $19 charge for a speedy delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount, Please note the customer service and car replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this car is used. You can see the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be viewed online by going to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about your prepaid account, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. You can find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with the benefits card, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
1350 Brook Avenue, Mobile, Alabama.
And what's the zip code?
36605.
Okay, that's 1350 Brook Avenue. That's Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's your telephone number?
251-423-1531.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following street addresses in Juliet have you ever lived or been associated with?
I'm listening.
604 4th Avenue, 2429 Hail Mary Lane, 2015 Belmont Avenue, or 1252 Morgan Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1184 St. Dominican Place, 430 Eastern Valley Road, 607 Argyle Road Northwest, or 107 Arby Drive, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Moment. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
When was the last day you worked?
November the 23rd.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
So you haven't been able to go to work?
Yes, ma'am. I've been able to go. I'm sorry.
Okay. One moment. Do you work for yourself or own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for AutoNation Ford.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission-based, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 12, 13 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
Like 13 hours.
Okay, do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what was your job title?
Delivering parts.
Okay, you said delivering parts?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was the name of this job, the company name?
AutoNation Ford.
Would it be under Dobbs Mobile Bay?
No, ma'am. It's just AutoNation Ford.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You said AutoNation Ford?
Yes, ma'am. AutoNation Ford.
Nation? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what city and state was his work performed in? Well, based out of, I'm sorry. The corporate office.
The corporate office in Florida, I think.
Panama City, Florida?
I think so. I'm not for sure.
One moment. I found it, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm still here, sir. Give me one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am. No problem. How
okay.
You doing? Excuse me.
When did you first start this job?
I'm not for sure.
Can you give me an estimated date?
It was about like a year ago. Let me see. Like sometime like in July last year or June, something like that.
July or June? Which one?
I push for June.
June? What date
yes,
in June? You can give me like an estimated date.
On like the 15th.
Okay. And do you have a good phone number for this job?
No, ma'am. I can Google it real quick.
Okay, yes, sir.
Hold on just a second. I can give you my boss number. You want her number?
Yes, sir.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
It is 251-656-4426.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I ain't getting none of that.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this job?
Because they say I swiped the gas card too many times and talking about it was $234. But I was the only driver. The other driver was out sick, so I'm the only one doing all the runs. And gas run out, like, especially when you're constantly driving for 8 hours or 9 hours a day, nonstop. So I guess they call themselves saying I was stealing gas or whatever. That's what they call themselves did. So I told them to go to the gas station and run the tape, and you'll see that I'm driving your van. Like, how could I be stealing gas? That's something that I don't want to do when I know I can lose my job for doing some stupid stuff like that. They just wanted to get rid of me anyway. It was a bunch of white people, and it was two black persons back there, me and the other dude named Corey. So they just really wanted to get rid of me, like, for real.
Okay, yes, sir. And what was the name and the title of the person who let you go?
Brittany. Her name was Brittany. Brittany Summer. I think her last name Summer something. I forgot her last name, but it's Summer something.
Okay, was she your manager, supervisor, HR?
Yes, ma'am. She was the parks manager.
Okay. And that, did they give you any warning for the same or similar act?
No, they just suspend me, and then I text her and ask them when I can come back to work. She was like, they still investigating it. So I said, okay. And then she finally texted me back and just said, you fired. I'm like, wow, why y'all didn't give me no warning? Or, like, y'all just let me go like that. I just figured that they ain't want me to work there anymore. They just found the reason to get rid of me.
Okay, yes, sir. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being let go?
I tried to talk to them. I told them, like, I'm not stealing no gas from you guys. You can go run the tape from the gas station or, you know, call the gas station to see or find another way to see why y'all getting rid of me. Like, I really need my job because I'm a single dad. I take care of my son. And right now I'm struggling because I don't have no job. Like, y'all took food out my son's mouth and money out his, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, man. So right now I'm struggling real, real bad, and I really need some work. I don't even know how I'm going to pay my bills this month because I lost my job, and that was my breadwinner. Like I said, I'm a single father. It's crazy.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't even know if I'm going to get an income tax.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 6379.
Hold on, let me write this down. I'm sorry. Can I find a pen real quick if you don't mind?
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm sorry about that. You said my PIN number is what?
Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 6379.
6379?
6379.
Yes, ma'am, I said 3679.
No, sir, it's not 3-6, it's 6-3-4-7-9.
Oh, 6-3.
7-9, yes, sir.
All right. 1679.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the last two of your social security number and the last two of your birth year.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you.
Okay. So call this number right here and put this PIN number in on Saturday.
On Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet is going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. You're going to read this information carefully. Okay, if you have any questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, or you have or you don't receive this booklet within 7 days from today, you can call
1-800-361-4524.
Yes, sir. Okay. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. So you said Sunday before 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay.
That's okay. It. Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.